Marathon paddlers are starting to think about next summer's Yukon River Quest. Registration opened earlier this month for the 12th annual wilderness race, which runs from Whitehorse to Dawson City. Organizers say it's the world's longest yearly canoe and kayak marathon. From Ember Station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports.
Skagway's Jeff Brady has paddled the race a few times before. He actually helped start the quest in 1998 and still sits on the board of directors. He says the prize money for the race is up this year to $36,500 total. That includes a new $500 cash prize to the top First Nations team to finish.
We've been able to beef up the prize money over the past few years, just mainly because of interest. And we actually peaked at the limit of 100 teams 2 years ago. It dropped a bit last year. I think the economy had something to do with that. But we're hoping for it to get back up to 2008 numbers this year.
Although the race itself doesn't actually start until June 30th, November 1st is an important date to the quest. Not only is registration now open, but Brady says this is a good time to start training, too.
As somebody who's done it a couple of times, you got to really train for it and get yourself ready for it. And that starts right now, getting in the gym right now, and then getting on the water as soon as you can in the spring.
In the Yukon River Quest, paddlers have 60 hours to travel through 460 miles of wilderness Yukon River from Whitehorse to Dawson City. The chase has sportsmen racing around the clock beneath bright summer skies with two mandatory rest stops along the way.
So a lot of times it's just a matter of survival. I know the top men's canoe team last year was not particularly fast, but two of the top teams got injured or got sick, and they had to drop out, and then all of a sudden a slower team was able to manage to sneak up. For a lot of people, it's just finishing is, and I'd say for the majority of paddlers, just finishing the race is winning. I mean, it's hard. It's the hardest thing you ever do.
Participants from 9 different countries were part of last year's race, and this year's roster already includes one of the top kayakers in the world and some international Olympians. But Brady hopes that more locals will be part of the 2010 quest.
But, you know, we're still hoping for a lot of interest from Alaskans, and we usually have a Skagway team every year, and once in a while somebody from Haines will jump in, so we're hoping to get good Southeast Alaska representation.
Registration must be in by April 15th, 2010. Registration forms, fees, and rules are posted at yukonriverquest.com.
It's not a camping trip down the river by any means. If you want to go explore the Yukon River, take your time and do it over 10 to 15 days. But if you want to race it and try and be part of something pretty dynamic, you know, there's usually between 180 and 240 paddlers on the river at the same time. So it's a kind of dynamic community trying to get there in 4 days. And that's something pretty special when you get to the end and you're part of that group.
In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.